This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
Towards the end of our relationship, I realized he wasn't acting the same. I want to say it was like 2 weeks after we had like broken up. A mutual high school friend hits me up and asks if me and my boyfriend were okay. I was like, we broke up a few weeks ago. Last I know, he's like walking around town with some girl that I'm pretty sure he was cheating on me with. And she's like, well, I know he was cheating on you with her. And do you know anything about the Planet Fitness parking lot?
What happened in the Planet Fitness parking lot?
A lot.
Last time we spoke with this interviewee, she was divorcing her husband before her wedding photos were even developed. Now they're on good terms, but another ex is plaguing her life on this Where Are They Now episode of The Breakup Breakdown. Welcome to season 6, episode 11 of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And if you're wondering where all these crazy breakup stories come from, I take submissions through a form in the episode description. If you head on there, you can click on it and you can submit any breakup story that you think would be interesting to tell on the air. It could be your breakup story. You could submit somebody else who's maybe a little shy about their story. You can submit something you've seen on social media, or my favorite kind of episodes are ones where I get to do a little investigative work. And if you've been following someone for a while and you've always been curious about, like, I don't know, why they deleted their engagement photos and dumped their fiance and didn't tell anybody, I would be happy to slide into the DMs and see if they're interested in coming on. Again, that submission form is in the episode description. And if you want to jump to a certain part of this interview, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in. So this week we've got a submission where we're revisiting an episode that I put out about 2 years ago where our interviewee's marriage broke up before they even got the wedding photos back. And on top of that, she was pregnant with his child. Apparently that wasn't the end of her relationship woes, because now we're back revisiting where she is now and the second relationship that brought her back to the podcast. And apparently she's cool with her ex-husband now. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. And this week we're shouting out the Spring of Tampa Bay. They provide safe spaces and empowering services to survivors of domestic violence and their children. You can find out all those details on how you can help them out located in the episode description. Also, a couple months ago, I did a live podcast with my friend who got catfished for 8 years. If you're interested in listening in, because it was so juicy and a lot of fun because it was a live episode, it's located in Vimeo and it's like $1.99 to purchase, and you get to listen to it whenever you want. And there's a video so you can watch us. That's a lot of fun. So into this actual submission, I guess you could call it. So about 2 years ago, I had this girl on my podcast to talk about how she pretty much ended her marriage before they even got the wedding photos back. And I remember when we first did the episode, I was talking to my guest host at the time, ex-coworker Justin, and we were like, this is either the worst photographer of all time, or this was a very quick marriage.
I got tagged in this video that was going crazy viral. I think there was even one comment that had like 17,000 likes on it.
You just got to get the Breakup Breakdown listeners to bully people into coming on the show.
And she was like, yeah, of course I'll come on. So we got in touch, and basically this video said that by the time her and her husband's wedding photos had gotten back to them, they had already broken up.
Wedding photos can take some time. Like, it's a few months before you get those things back.
I was about to say, like, this is either the worst photographer of all time, or they were together for like 4 seconds.
The way wedding photography works is they'll send you a few to kind of like calm you down so you're not like, where are the photos? And then like a few months later, you'll get them all.
I did a little digging and I went onto this girl's TikTok profile and I found out that they separated a little over a month after the wedding.
Mm.
And not only that, she's pregnant with his child.
Okay, so that makes it a little more sticky.
I'm surprised you're not more shocked.
Especially if she's pregnant, like, you should stay. But if it's like not the one, then it's not the one.
You just got married.
I know. I mean, it took you a real damn long to find out that that's not the one. But like, if it wasn't going to go the distance, then why even start the race? Are we positive he's the one that cut it off? I'm just saying, like, maybe he wasn't the one that made the choice.
Mm.
But I personally, in that situation, would try to figure it out.
I guess because she posted about it on TikTok. Like, I guess if she did something wrong, she wouldn't really want to advertise it, right?
Or you just spin the story to make you in the right.
Like, we're really just a part of her PR campaign to make her look good.
Yeah, you know, like... Yikes. You never know.
That's where my mind went, where I was like, damn, like, this must really suck.
If your wife is pregnant, there is a special place for people who leave their significant other or cheat on their significant other while they are literally growing a human that you helped start that process. That's pretty messed up.
Takes two to tango, buddy.
It takes two to tango, but then there's a whole dance for 9 months that the guy does not have to be involved in.
So a couple months ago, I ended up getting a DM from her, and I was so surprised surprised because typically like I'd put out these episodes and then I kind of just like lurk from the outside on social media and just kind of keep up with their lives and see what they're doing. But I never really get the intimate details of what happens after that recording and what happens after that relationship. So I got a DM from her that said that she had another relationship that was kind of like deja vu for the first one. And I remember how traumatic the first story was. And I was like, dear God, this cannot have happened to you twice. And we've been revisiting some of our favorite episodes this season. So I thought we definitely need to have her on and figure out, A, how did she get on good terms with her ex-husband? Because she dropped that little tidbit of information. She's like, yeah, we're cool, by the way. So how did they resolve all their conflicts? And then how did you get into a second relationship where you were experiencing kind of the same thing as you did the first time around? If you haven't heard that episode, I'm going to link it in the episode description. It's called When They Separated Before the Wedding Photos Even Came Out. This was like, I think from season 2 or season 3. It's a really good episode. Again, check content warnings before you choose to listen to it. But if you want to catch up with her before you tune into that one, you can see that in the episode description. Otherwise, let's break down this week's breakup.
Me and my now ex-husband, we got married and then we were separated and I was like 10 weeks pregnant. So a lot went down. I got sick. He did not react at all in the best way. I ended up in the hospital alone for a week. And when I got out, it was just a mess of a house and not necessarily the person I thought I married. Yeah, he ended up leaving because we argued about everything. I was just 1,000 miles away from like my friends and family in Alabama. Yeah, I had to move back home at like 10 weeks pregnant, pack up all my stuff from a house that we had owned and move back into my parents' house and live with them until I had my baby. Yeah, eventually he came back right before I had the baby and decided to get his life a little more together. He had met a single mom over where he was, and I think their personalities matched a little better than ours did anyways. But me and her are just best friends now, and my son has both parents and he has a cool stepmom. So I guess it all worked out for the best. But we all bonded a lot because of this boyfriend I had.
This friend of yours is currently dating your ex-husband, just to clarify. Mm-hmm.
Everyone, like we literally give each other tattoos. We go to concerts. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, well, that is so weird. I'm like, no, but if you think about it, we have a lot in common.
Talk to me about that dynamic. Like, is she coming to you for relationship advice? Because she's like, well, you dated or you were married to this guy and he's doing this and you're kind of like giving her the tea.
Every now and then, like, I feel like we're really good at just like knowing where the line is with that, because it's like, I feel like sometimes like maybe it's like, oh, maybe I want to complain about this, because she would get it. And she's like my girl best friend. She's also a single mom, but it's also her ex-husband. So she's just going to be like, man, I could have told you, you know. That's, yeah. I guess, the line, you know, because I want to also encourage her and like support her and like hope for the best, you know, like he's still a person too, who's messed up in the past, but we all are. So it's kind of like, I hope you can get your shit together for her, because that's my best friend.
So wait, were you friends with her before or after she dated your ex-husband?
It was after.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was super weird. It was like the first time he came to visit after he was born, because he lives on the other side of the country. So it was just FaceTime parenting and that kind of thing. But he had like wanted to come visit, and I was dating this boyfriend that I mentioned at the time. And I was like, hey, I have this new boyfriend. I feel like this is going to be kind of weird. Like, we're friends at this point, and like, I don't know. This is a new relationship. Like, it'd be so nice if you had a girlfriend or something to like make this less awkward. It was like, well, actually I do.
Yeah. How did you and your ex-husband come back to being friends? Because last time we talked, like, he'd called the cops on you, I think.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was not good.
Well, I think honestly, it was just because of the kid at the end of the day. Like, we probably never would have spoken to each other if it weren't like someone else's childhood in our hands. And it was like, well, at the end of the day, like, we did this to each other, not a little kid. And he's never like, he's not going to care. Like, he wasn't even alive when it happened. He'll be 18 and look at me and be like, dad would never, you know. So it's one of those things where it's like, you can hold on to grudges, you can forgive and forget. I like to throw it in his face as often as I can and like remind him that he did that, but also He does work hard to actually like try to be there for our kid. And that's at the end of the day, all that matters.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, talk to me about this new ex-boyfriend that you just mentioned. So you messaged me and you're like, hey, here's a little life update, by the way, just had an even worse experience than I had with my ex-husband.
Surprisingly, like, how could that be worse, right?
So, literally. Talk to me about how you met this ex. So how long ago was this? And when did you meet them? How did you meet them? What's the whole tea?
So we met back when I was like pregnant. I don't know if you had kept tabs on my TikTok at the time, but since I had just turned 21 while I was pregnant, I was never able to like go out or do anything like that. So my friend kind of made it a mission to basically take me out to party, but sober. So I was going out to like the bars with them and sitting and eating like all the appetizers while they were drinking. And I'd be like the designated driver. And I met this guy out and about one night, and everyone kind of like said he was a weirdo or like an oddball, but I was like, oh, everyone thinks I'm an oddball, so that's perfect. And he like kind of tried to talk to me, but I wasn't really talking to guys at that point. I actually finally was like, okay, we can talk, we can go on a date. It went like really well, and he was like kind of like playing the knight in shining armor. Oh my gosh, I see a young mom with a kid. Like, I see that as like responsibility, not like a burden on me and stuff. Like saying all the right things to a single mom. Like, I met his family. His family loved my son. Me and his mom got pretty close. I took him to Disney with me on our family vacation. Yeah, he was living with us. My son was 3 months when we met, and then my son was like almost 10 months when he left. So he had started talking, calling people mama and dada at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he'd been encouraging my son to call him dada because he's like, I'm not going anywhere like ever. So I was kind of letting it happen because I'm like, okay, like I can trust this guy. Like maybe he really is here to like turn my life around. And this is like my good karma for everything I went through. And like, this is my moment to have my person. So I guess me having that headspace and then my ex-husband being like, I have a girlfriend. It's like, oh my gosh, yes, best friend. Like we're all moving on. We're getting in good relationships. I get a friend. But when they came to visit, we were all good friends at this point. The ex, he was starting a lot of issues between us, the three of us. And it wasn't really like starting arguments. It was just like he put me on the spot. And it was really weird. It just felt like we were all hanging out with this one narcissist in my house.
Wait, he was putting you on the spot in what way?
Basically just kind of like, oh yeah, remember when did this and you just like took it? And it was like, oh, okay.
That's such a power play. It's almost like a place of insecurity. Like, remember when your ex-husband did X, Y, and Z you?
And you just took it. Like, that was the part that got me when he was like, and you just took it, like laying down. And it's like, oh my God.
I fucked up because A, that's like, it's A, a shot at you, but B, it's clear that your ex-husband is trying to make amends to do what's best for your kid and co-parent. And he's just absolutely trying to do anything he can to tear it down.
That's literally like all he did, to the point where like didn't want to be like that guy because it's the boundaries, you know, like we're all trying to watch our lines and stuff. But he was like, this guy, like I'm a bad guy and this guy's worse than me. But he didn't know how to like tell me that. Like it was a hard line because like I'm like, on one hand, I kind of want to tell you like you're in my shoes right now. But on the other, she's also giving me good relationship advice. And she's like, I don't think this guy is really for you. Like you're cleaning the entire house. He is working 6 hours and then coming home and sleeping like the entire rest of the day and night. He doesn't really talk to you. He just does it when someone's like watching and like, I guess, witnessing him being like the step up father. Yeah, eventually, I guess it just kind of sunk in. Like, I just got sick of cleaning up after him, and he would come home super late from the gym at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And I always worked super hard to like try to encourage that. Like, towards the end of our relationship, I realized he wasn't acting the same. And I was like, maybe it's his headspace. He was a gym guy. He liked working out and it helped like clear his mind all the time. So I was encouraging him to go and work out after work. I'm like, if you need it, like I'll stay up. I'll warm up dinner when you get home at 4 in the freaking morning, even though I have to be up at 6 with my son. And I'll see you when I see you. I honestly thought he was just going through something. It was just a total shift from like talking to me, even if he was condescending about it, to like literally not even speaking to me when he came home and like not sleeping in our bed. Like it was a total 180. Come to find out, we break up finally. We got into a huge fight over literally baby formula on the counter. And I told him to wipe it up. And he said I was demasculating him. He went home to his mom.
Wait, at what point did he move in with you? Like how long, like how quickly into the relationship?
It was so fast. It was so fast. So when we met, well, we'd known each other for like a kind of a year at this point. So I guess it like felt fast, but didn't. So when we started talking, it was like a month of like talking, not really like actually going on dates and stuff. And then we were finally like, okay, I like you. I like you. And then I think it was like 2 or 3 months later, because I had finally moved into my place and he was living at his parents' place and he had fish and I had my fish. And it was like a matter of, well, I'm here every night, so I'll just bring all my fish here. So that was about the point, I guess, he moved in. But it wasn't really like an official move-in. Like he kind of just brought his fish over. Like he didn't have anything else to move out of the apartment when he left. Like it was just the fish.
Oh my gosh. So is that where it ends, God willing? Like you just think, okay.
Unfortunately not, no.
Where does it go from? Where, how does it get worse?
Oh, that was like, no, if it ended there, I would have been like, okay, well, you know, you just couldn't handle responsibility. That's one thing. No. So like, I want to say it was like 2 weeks after we had like broken up and I was at the fish store and he walks in with this girl holding his hand. And it's like 2 weeks. Like, no, that is so fast. Like you've known her before we broke up and I'm not stupid. So I kind of assumed, but I didn't really know all the information yet. So I was kind of just stewing over it and mad about it. I was like, I don't have proof. So I'm not going to talk shit about it everywhere. Like I'm not going to put it online, but like, I'm also mad. And I know like deep in my gut that this happened. So fast forward like 2 more weeks later. And it's so such a small world how this happened. A mutual high school friend that I haven't talked to in a while hits me up and asked if me and my boyfriend were okay. I was like, we broke up a few weeks ago. Last I know, he's like walking around town with some girl that I'm pretty sure he was cheating on me with. And she's like, well, I know he was cheating on you with her. And do you know anything about the Planet Fitness parking lot?
What happened in the Planet Fitness parking lot?
A lot. A lot of things. He was cheating on me with my friend's roommate's girlfriend for okay. Like...
Let me digest that for a second. Your friend's... What?
Okay, so this is a fun connection. My friend lives with her brother-in-law and his girlfriend at the time. That was her that he was cheating on me with.
Wait, your brother-in-law's girlfriend?
No, I've known this girl since high school. Her brother-in-law, his girlfriend. So I had like met him at parties and stuff like that. I met him at their wedding. I met her at their wedding. They'd been together for like 4 years at this point.
How is he the brother-in-law if he's not married to her sibling?
She's married to his brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Wait a second. It was like brother-in-law. Okay.
They just decided they were siblings by marriage.
So they were dating for 4 years and that's who he cheated on you with?
I'm actually friends with him now because it was kind of like, oh man, I feel really bad about this. Like that was his first girlfriend and he got cheated on. And me and him are good friends now because, you know, you need someone through that who's been through that. So it was kind of like.
Yeah. In the parking lots, was there any significance to the parking lot or that's just like that was their meetup spot?
Well, so like I said, the gym was important to him. And I knew that like that's he made it clear the gym was important to him. And I'm pretty sure he made sure I knew that. So he was like able to go sneak there without any suspicion. Like. He would always say something about how his exes would always complain when he'd go to the gym after work super late. And he's like, that's the only time I can go is after work. And like, I like to spend my time working out. I like to make sure I get all my reps in. It makes me feel better about myself. I'm like, you know what? We all have that thing. Good for you. Go to the gym. Anytime he was like kind of aggressive or like ignoring me or like literally all the things that I should have just broken up with him for, I was like, hey, maybe you should go to the gym. And I didn't realize, but like the entire time I was telling him, hey, you should go fuck this other girl because clearly you're not going to get it from me because I'm pissed at you.
Well, did you confront him? Were you like, hey, I know what you did while we were dating? Or were you just kind of satisfied with knowing the information?
No, absolutely not. So When I found out, I was kind of tempted. I'm like, should I call this man's mom right now? Like, I was pissed. And so I think I had my friend from like a different phone number that he couldn't recognize send him a text that was like, and the other guy, no, you and cheated. Oh yeah, like all of us were pretty like pissed at how bad we got screwed over in this. Like, thought he had a wife. I thought gonna be my son's like father figure. And then come to find out, like, our significant others are just with each other.
What small town are you living in where everyone is just kind of, like, fucking each other?
It's so bad. It's so bad. And the men there are all horrible, too. Like, just trying to date in that small town has been... So I've literally blocked 3 men in the last week.
Why? Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, I came to visit my dad. It's standards. After everything I've been through with men, you got to put the standards up there. Like, the moment they're not reciprocating the energy, like, oh, you left me on read for 18 hours and sent me a wordless snap without, like, explaining why you were gone for 18 hours. Like, okay, bye. Not for me. I think one guy called. He said being a stay-at-home mom was lazy, and I, like, told him to just get out of my house.
I would love to give a man a baby for 24 hours so he
can see what he does.
A full-time job. Well,
that was what me and did to we went to a Hozier concert and left him. Let's see how you do. And like by the time we got back, he was like, I am so thankful you're the full-time parent. Like, you're amazing at what you do. Like, at least he's grateful, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say, just like for the podcast in general, like if you're a girl living in a small town and like guys are all like this, like just leave. Like, I literally came to Madison to visit for a week and I literally got wined and dined. Like, I just told a guy, hey, I'm here for a week and it'd be cool to go on a fancy date. I got taken out for like a $200 dinner.
Oh my God.
For nothing, just because I said I would like to go out on a nice date. I haven't done that like in such a long time and I'd really like to. So just go on vacation.
No, I will say, last time I talked, I was living in a smaller town, smaller city. And like the dates I would get taken out on, like I would be splitting a beer with them at, you know, which is fine with me. Like, I don't need like a fancy date. And then I moved to Atlanta. Yeah, just more simple. And then I moved to Atlanta and like the first month I was here, like the dates I was getting taken out on were, like you said, like $200,
$300. Yeah.
Just because they wanted to impress you. And I'm like, oh, this is what it's, oh, this is so.
This is what it's supposed to be. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I went out with some girlfriends Saturday night because I haven't been able to like go out in a college town ever. I didn't go to college. I got married and had a kid. But it was super fun. And I was just wearing like a t-shirt and jeans. And because I'm from the Midwest and all these city girls are wearing like tube tops and crop tops. And I was getting hounded by guys in the bar. And my friends were like, you didn't even dress up for this. I was like, I guess I didn't have to. It was just like the shift, honestly, from like how men are treating me back home to like out here. It's like, yeah, you guys are honestly cooked when I come back.
Yeah. Well, it feels like, because I remember, and I know it's because, you know, you were married and you were pregnant and there were so many other factors as to why you were staying with your ex-husband. But I feel like this time around, you were just so less willing to put up with any shit. Is that because of your past experience, or do you think that just has to do with like aging and knowing you're worth more?
Honestly, I blame my son. I honestly think since I had him, I really think it's just a matter of like, would I, like if my son came home and I saw him do this to a girlfriend, like would I beat his ass? Yeah. You know, like if he were a grown man and he did this to a woman, would I be upset about it? Yes. Then why am I letting a guy treat me like that? So, and honestly, it helped a lot. As weird as that is, like becoming a single mom actually like helped me get into healthy relationships.
I remember your pregnancy. It wasn't planned, right? Like,
no. Yeah. I got pregnant in Vegas, found out about him at a Korn concert.
Like,
he's such a cool kid.
Yeah, literally. The universe sometimes works things for you. And sometimes it feels like life is happening to us. And we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm, you know, 19 or 20 and I'm about to be a mom.
Right. But like I'm a single mom.
Yeah. And like, look at the direction it's taking you. Even the fact that like you and your son's father like have a relationship despite like all the bullshit.
Well, yeah. And like everyone was so surprised about that. As I mean, like, I was TikTok too. Like, I was almost joking around the last time he visited him. Like, we should make a TikTok where it's like, dude, we're getting the band back together.
Do you feel at all like your second relationship, like, even though it started out good, do you feel like there was any part of you that noticed some of those more toxic patterns from your second ex? I think a lot of us, when things feel normal, they also feel comfortable. Like, if they're the treatment that we're used to, we can kind of stick around a little bit longer than we normally would. Do you feel like that was the case for you in that relationship? Like, did you kind of notice those patterns happening again, like it did the first time around with your ex-husband?
Definitely. Yeah. Cause, well, I'd married Scott, and like, we literally went through the divorce. And honestly, before we got married, it wasn't even that perfect. Like, when I found out I was pregnant, his first thought was, oh my gosh, should we get an abortion? And my first thought was, you dumbass, we live in Alabama post Roe v. Wade.
Like, no, so, it's not an option.
No, it's not happening. So, I mean, we obviously weren't getting along. Like, we were at two completely different places in life. And I think I was just so young at that point that I was still at a point where I was like, okay, we can grow together. Like, we're going to come together at some point. We're not growing apart. We'll grow back together. And obviously, that's not how it works. Like, we're great friends, but we're just not partners. We have too many things we want to do differently. But I think when it came to and all of his red flags, I was kind of like, I've already like married and divorced this. Like, do I really need to do that again? Like, to teach myself that lesson? Or can I just see it now?
No, it's like, okay, I'd rather not live through the shit that I already went through the first time. It's good because we're so apt to repeat our patterns because they feel normal, or we feel like things will be different this time around because we're older and we're wiser and maybe we can handle it better. But I think it shows just how much you've grown and like the amazing things that your child has brought into your life that you're not willing to pull up with, or not willing to put up with that BS.
Honestly. Yeah. And honestly, in a weird way, I think also becoming friends with my ex-husband was also a big factor in like also having more standards too, I suppose. Because it's like, at the end of the day, when you're in long-term relationships with people, like, you still have care for each other, even if it turns into more of like a sibling kind of rivalry love at the end of the day. But it's nice when you have that support from someone and they're like, hey, I really don't think this person's treating you the way you deserve to be treated. And that's coming from someone who also didn't treat me the way I deserve to be treated. Like, it helps. It helps you realize, like, and get some perspective, like, hey, this is actually really bad and I should probably jump out of this.
So how are you approaching relationships moving forward? Or is it even a priority considering you have to raise this child on your own right now?
Honestly, it's like, it's kind of a priority because it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like, he's a year old and I'm obviously, I got married young and had a kid young. Like, I didn't go to college. I'm in the family lifestyle. And I think that's probably the life I'm going to live. So it'd be nice to, you know, keep that going. But I'm not really like holding out any high hopes or anything, just kind of meeting people here and there. And like I said, telling them like, hey, take me out on a really nice date and impress me while I'm here, you know, and then enjoying that. So I guess not really like falling head over heels for anyone at the moment, but kind of just being impressed by the populations.
Well, if no one's told you recently, because I know being a single mom can be really thankless, I'm really proud of you and just how far you've come. I can't believe, talked like what, like a year and a half ago. And I remember when I was interviewing you, you were kind of like, I could just see the struggle. I think you were like making lunch for somebody, or you were running around your house and cleaning up and talking about how you were doing that with your ex-husband. And I just really felt for you. So the fact that you're here thriving, you have a healthy baby running, sticking stuff in your face during this interview.
He really is. He's just climbing on my back right now.
So sweet. It's just been such a very cool full circle moment. So I think you should be really proud of how far you've come.
Thank you. Honestly, I think this is probably going to be a kind of cool little episode, like an update from the Kim Kardashian girl. Everyone jokes about that, saying that I had a marriage less than Kim Kardashian's. Shorter than hers.
It's kind of an accomplishment and a much better story, because I think she just dumped him because I think she was bored. She knew she shouldn't have married him in the first place.
Well, we like to tell everyone, because me and Scott, whenever we're like, when he came for our son's first birthday, we decorated it together. And obviously, like, a lot of my friends were there and they're like, so really, why did you get married for 5 weeks? And both of us at the same time, we did it for the plot.
That's
at
awesome.
The same time. So, well, no, it's... Yeah. It worked out so good. Like, my son has such a happy family now, and it's like, I feel like it's like the new family dynamic. You know what I mean? In today's world for young parents, it almost like everyone, when you have kids at young age, it like almost forces your prefrontal cortex to like develop the rest of the way. So it's like, I almost realize why so many young couples end up splitting after they have a kid or get pregnant, because you see so many red flags that you couldn't see before. And honestly, like, I feel like everyone who is also doing the co-parenting thing, they're always like, oh my God, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. It's like, well, why don't you? I mean, like, everyone's going to hurt someone at one point. I'm sure he probably tells stories about things I did that probably hurt him, but I don't hear them. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, you can move forward and be friends, like have a beer with him. Maybe he's a different person now, and you don't have to think about all the things that happened in the past, and your kid sure won't. So maybe if there's other single moms listening and they're like in that headspace of like, oh, my baby daddy has a new girlfriend and she seems so nice, but I can't be friends with her. You can. She'll probably be your best friend.
No, literally, like there's no rules that says that you can't be friends with her. Do you have any advice for people who find themselves maybe before they have the self-worth to acknowledge the red flags and admit that there are red flags? Maybe they notice patterns that they keep finding themselves in relationships. Like, what advice would you have for those people that keep finding themselves in the same relationships?
My biggest problem with those relationships is I was always the type of person where it's like, oh, we have an apartment together, so I guess we need to stay together. Oh, we have a business together, so we need to stay together. Oh, we have a dog together. Yeah, but oh well. Like, my biggest thing, I like to tell people all the time when they always tell me like, oh, I was in a long-term relationship, I wanted to marry this person, but we broke up. I'm like, well, at least you didn't get married. You saved yourself like 10 grand in divorce fees. So that's kind of what I tell people. Like, you can stick with that by all means, waste a few years of your life. Go ahead. Like, if you think that's happy, enjoy that and be happy. But it's going to be expensive.
$10,000 is a lot of money.
$10,000 plus the wedding. The wedding was like 50.
Well, especially if you're giving up the business as well. Like, then you, are you going to pay for that, for those divorcees? But yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I always tell people. Because, I mean, obviously, a lot of my friends, they'll introduce me to their friends who have like failed marriages or engagements. They're like, you have something to talk about. And they're like, yeah, she left me at the altar. I'm like, well, at least you didn't have to hire an attorney.
Be like, just, you don't need an attorney. You need Abby Murphy. I'm sending you her contact information so you can get.
Seriously, though.
On Thursday, of course, we'll have another breakdown bonus episode talking about why we sometimes go back to our old relationship patterns over and over and over again. But also, last week's breakdown bonus episode, I think, is a really good one to listen to as well when it comes to being a single parent and trying to find the right relationship for your child. What kind of things should you be looking for? How do you handle breaking up with a relationship once you bring a kid into the mix, whether that be a kid that you have with them or a child that you had prior to the relationship? And she says a couple of things in there that I think all parents who are worried if they're bad parents need to hear. Otherwise, I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.